Several Petersburg Chamber of Commerce officials turned out to this week's borough assembly meeting in support of tax-free days. Early this month, the assembly chose not to vote on a chamber request for a tax-free day on May 11th. Assembly members were concerned about the loss of borough revenue and doubtful there was much benefit to local businesses. On Monday night, Fabric Basket owner Savan Guthrie told the assembly she represented the chamber's 97 local retailers.
Those same businesses that collect and account for the borough's sales tax day by day, month by month, year by year. I always believed that due to sales tax, the retailers and borough had a symbiotic relationship. Within this relationship, retailers have never asked for anything from the city. Ordinance 954 was the first item that we have sponsored that would help and support the businesses of the borough.
That ordinance, which was ratified by voters, allows the assembly to schedule up to two tax-free days each year. The chamber originally proposed the idea, which is aimed at encouraging people to buy local. Guthrie told the assembly, retail is hard in Petersburg.
Not only do we have to compete with Juneau or Seattle, but with online shopping, which has become so easy and so prevalent that it means that we have even more competition for our local dollars.
Last year's two tax-free days cost the city about $24,000 in revenue, but Guthrie pointed out that nearly $400,000 were spent locally on those 2 days. She asked the assembly to schedule a sales tax-free day for October 5th. Assembly member Sue Flint is also a retailer, but she still thought it was a terrible idea. Flint cited findings from the Washington, D.C.-based Tax Foundation, which describes itself as a nonpartisan tax research group. The organization produced a 2011 report called Sales Tax Holidays, Politically Expedient but Poor Tax Policy.
What you're doing, you're not getting more purchases, you're changing the timing. They're gonna buy that Bolt Fabric or Outboard Motor on Saturday instead of Friday or Monday, because then they're going to save some sales tax. They don't help the low-income people because they don't have the money to hoard up a whole tank of oil or whatever, a whole tub full of groceries like the rich people do or the wealthier people. Anyway, I hope that the chamber will look at this article that we sent you a couple weeks ago.
Still, Flint was willing to consider a tax-free day with more notice. The chamber's earlier request for the May 11th date was on the assembly agenda just a week ahead of time. Flint suggested the chamber consider picking days in winter or early spring to generate more business during a slower time of year.
You know what? I think you could have a sale in February, and you might have some more business in February. March, Skagway has a limit. It can only happen till March, and I think that's a real good thing.
Sales tax revenue is down this year, which generally means that sales are down. Assembly member Cindy Lagodakis acknowledged that a number of local retailers were convinced that tax-free days had helped their businesses, but she also pointed out that the borough was down $70,000 in sales tax revenue from last year and $40,000 below projections.
We can't get around those numbers. However, I mean, even if we wanted to do the tax-free days, I don't see how you can not acknowledge the financial reality. What I would suggest is that, and I appreciate that you offered an October date, that we put this on the agenda later this summer, look at how revenue is going throughout the summer, and take another shot at it with enough lead time for everybody to get their ducks in a row.
Assemblymember John Hogue said he had also talked to some of the merchants and appreciated their comments, but he remained unconvinced that tax-free days really make a difference.
I have not seen anything that convinces me that people aren't simply planning when to spend money versus spending money that they would not otherwise spend. And if that's the case, then I don't see the benefit of the tax-free day.
Merchants say it does make a difference, according to the Chamber's Ron Lesh, who spoke in support of the proposed date in October.
The next sale in October is pegged for the permanent fund dividend distribution date, when you know people have money, and that is the reason that date has been proposed. They can go buy Alaska Airlines tickets, or maybe they can shop Petersburg for it. So I hope you'll help us have a reason to spend that money here in town.
And the Chamber's Guthrie said the group had discussed having tax-free days in January and February.
It might encourage some sales, but who has any money in January or February in our community? Because typically that is a low We've come off the fishing season and the holidays, but none of the new fishing seasons have picked up quite yet.
Mayor Mark Jensen emphasized that the Assembly's job is to use the borough's money properly, and he suggested it might need to reconsider more than just tax-free days.
In the future, I think possibly the whole tax breaks that the borough gives should be looked at, from senior citizens to the tax-free days to over $1,200, all that. And what do we need to do to adjust it? Another thing we need to possibly take into consideration is, what's the revenue going to be when the property outside the city limits, the newly formed borough, when that gets assessed and we start collecting tax on that? How's that going to affect our bottom line?
Jensen said he'd have a hard time supporting a tax-free day this time of year unless sales tax revenue improves. Assemblymember Flint suggested forming a borough sales tax review committee. Steve Giesbrecht, the borough manager, suggested the possibility of getting rid of all the tax exemptions and just lowering the sales tax for everyone instead.
Maybe the real answer is we're offering too many exemptions. We got a lot of senior exemptions. We got the tax cap. We're doing tax-free days. Maybe you add it all up and say you get rid of all that, and now you just adjust your sales tax down, and people benefit every day, including the retailers. But that's for a committee would have to really take a hard look at.
Petersburg has had such a committee in the past, and the Assembly came to consensus to start up a new one. The borough is advertising for letters of interest from local residents who want to serve on it, and the Assembly will likely make the appointments sometime this summer. Any changes to sales tax exemptions or the rate itself would have to be approved by local voters. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.